news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Very, very quickly, let me get to my co-host, Stevie Ray. How you doing, man?
What's up, baby?
All right.
It's all good.
Good to have you here, as always. Quickly, guys, let me go over a few things. Hit us up if you've got anything you want to talk about this week, 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. You can email the show, TWCIS999@gmail.com. I've been getting a lot of people getting on me for hating on Roman Reigns. I don't know why, but I guess they don't see what I see. So, hit us up, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Finally, you can head over to our website, TheWrestlingCollinShow.webs.com. I'm about to redo that site, make it look a little bit better, updated. I'm off tomorrow, so that's probably going to be my pet project for tomorrow. So definitely, TheWrestlingCollinShow.webs.com. All right, let's go ahead and get into the news of the week. Give me 1 second. So I'm going to skip around here because something's been bothering me. We saw on Raw where Rikishi got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Do you think it's too early for Rikishi to be inducted in the Hall of Fame?
No, I do not. I think Rikishi is pretty much out of the business, at least out of the WWE business, and his sons are on top right now, so I think he needs to get in. He deserves to get in.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Samoans have a leg up on everybody else who deserve to get in? Because a lot of people are clamoring, how come Rick Rude didn't in?
Hey, it's not like they're finished with the nominations.
That's true.
So they need to go ahead and calm down. But, and if they man don't get in again, I'm sorry.
He's got plenty of chances to get in later, but it would have been. I thought it would have been kind of cool to see Macho Man and Rick Rude get in the same Hall of Fame. Thought that would have been cool. Let's head over to a few other things I have here. This week, all the build-up we've seen between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, has WWE been doing a good job of building this feud up?
Well, to be honest with you, it's gonna be kind of lame. It's going to be kind of lame because there's nothing they can make Roman Reigns look bad, but it's not going to work. It's really not.
The only thing that I like that WWE's done has I don't know. You've taken away his promos. I thought that was a good thing. He did say one messed up word the other night. Rest of the promo was okay, but for the most part, they've taken him off the mic, which is the smartest thing. Let me real quick holler at the chat room. Hey, everybody, what's going on in the chat? Let me see who we got here. We got Big Tone in the chat. We got Nobody in the chat. Flood Nobody. We got Iron in the chat. What's going on, Iron? And we got Josh E in the chat. Nobody says Rick Rude finished his career in WCW. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't really sit well. Uncle Vince, but I don't know. Macho Man finished his career in WCW, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
But he also kept himself relevant with those records.
He did. Let me head on over to the 619. Big Tone, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? How's it going tonight?
It's all good. It's all right.
Thank you. That promo on Monday, first of all, any particular Monday Night Raw thoughts you guys had that you want to get off your chest? I thought Raw was terrible.
You said it for me. I ain't never said it.
I thought Daniel Bryan looked weak in that promo with Roman Reigns. I thought he just looked incredibly weak in that little locker room promo.
The whole setup is wrong.
Yeah.
He went out, was it last week that he speared the hell out of him in the middle of the ring, and he looked like he was going to turn heel. Why did they decide to put them both back together on Raw and SmackDown, especially on SmackDown in a tag team turmoil match?
Right.
Which was stupid as hell. Why? I don't get it.
I don't get it.
And they just made him look even weaker.
Yep. Exactly. You guys think? Another question I have here: do you guys think Roman Reigns has been protected in longer matches, extended matches? Do you kind of see him being protected in the ring a little bit?
Yeah.
Of course.
I see it too. I see it too. Any possible way, and I ask this because, the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, they want to see Daniel Bryan in every main event or every big time event, any of relevance, particularly when the World Championship's on the line. Not saying that they're wrong per se, but, that's what they want to see. Is there any way we can get a three-way match at Mania?
That would be stupid as hell.
Ah.
You're gonna put in a three-way match, and you know how Brock Lesnar is. The first thing he's going to do is suplex Daniel Bryan out of his boots, crack his neck, and they're going to carry him the fuck out.
That's true.
Then he's going to get Roman Reigns and just beat him to a pulp. But the bad thing about it is he can't carry him. He will not be able to carry him through the whole fucking match. I see, instead of 16, I see 19 suplexes on Roman's head, and it's over.
Ah, man. The only reason why I bring it up, because like I said, both guys are fan favorites. Unless you're going to turn somebody, and Reigns would be the guy to turn, I can see maybe a draw at Fastlane that can lead that to happen. Because, like I say, if you don't, Reigns is in no man's land.
Pretty much.
If you don't do that, he is in no man's land. So we'll see what they do.
I can see Big Show or Kane interfering in that match.
I can see that too.
No, I don't see Big Show doing shit. After I watch SmackDown, which I'm watching right now, I'm watching a replay of SmackDown from Thursday night. I don't see it happening.
Oh, real quick.
I see Kane and Big Show in a match against each other for the umpteenth time, yes.
I ain't trying to front K Big Show. I ain't trying to count your money, girl. I ain't trying to count your money. I ain't trying to take your place away in history. Two fine wrestlers, and from what I understand, and from what everybody's saying, two fine gentlemen. But why are you still there?
Yes. Why?
Why?
But I mean, if he's gonna put the kid, if he's gonna put the young kids over, which I respect him for doing it, yeah,
right.
But he's got to do it in a better way than he's doing it now, because
right.
He's making himself look like a bitch.
And I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I still don't believe in that Roman Reigns Superman punch. That's some bullshit. I don't.
Yeah, just like everybody believed that Goldberg was 185-0 in 3 weeks.
That's some amazing stuff. All right, let me get to the elephant in the room. I wrote a blog about this earlier this week. What do you guys think about the Seth Rollins issue? Big thing? Is it overblown? Or is it justified?
Well, in my whole opinion about the Seth Rollins thing is, I gotta put him on blast. Number one, for being stupid and leaving the shit on his phone, or in somewhere where his woman can get it. Now, if he's out getting some extra pussy, the boy needs to cut that shit short. Especially when if you gonna send somebody a picture, your woman gonna find out. Dumbass, you don't do no shit like that. Number one. Number two, are they blowing it out of proportion? In a way, yes, because they are. they're going a little bit overboard with it. But the bad thing is that I have to agree with Roman. With Seth on this one. He knew nothing about it. He was in the ring when she decided to drop it. Mm. He pissed her off, and she's like, "Okay, you want to play that game? I got you, Buster." let him know he was busy. Made sure his ass was on TV, on live TV. Made sure, so you know he can't get to his phone, right. And she drops it on his ass.
Right.
Some stupid ass shit.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm gonna say something here. It's gonna stray off wrestling for just a second. For those of you who don't know, I'm a technical consultant for Sprint. I fix Sprint cell phones, and one of the biggest phones we do work on is the iPhone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a passcode for your phone, you're a damn fool. If you share an iTunes ID with your significant other, to where she can get to your iCloud, you're a damn fool. And just stop it. Stop it. The whole thing is stupid. That being said, let me hit on a little Swax. Swax, how you doing, man?
Going on, William.
Appreciate the call. That being said, do you guys see any type of punishment coming for him? In my blog, I wrote a fine. Maybe you take him off TV for a few weeks. But primarily, with the way you got your roster, you can't really
afford to do it.
Afford to punish him.
Nope.
There's only one way to punish Seth Rollins, and that is to let him defend the Money in the Bank briefcase, and he loses it.
No, that's not going to happen.
Nah.
Punishment, because there's other people that did a lot more, like, minor things and got punished worse in that company. This is really, really bad. I mean, it's made entertainment media and everything. And now, you know, you're not going to punish a guy even severely for having a major story like this break.
Hold on one second. Allow me to retort. And Swax, I respect your opinion. I really, really do. But let me retort back to you. You have drug offenders in WWE right now who's violated a wellness policy many a time. That should be gone. That's still there. You have domestic abusers on that roster. You still have a lot of issues legality-wise, maybe in the past or current. Emma got arrested for shoplifting, fired and rehired the same day. So I don't know how you can really put that, what he did, on that level of ultimate punishment. I don't know how you can do that. I don't see how you can take that and to let that be the ultimate punishment to kill his gimmick. Because if you kill that gimmick, you kill him.
Pretty much. And you just kill it because the storyline they've got him in, they'll mess up the next four pay-per-views if they do that.
Yep. Easily. Easily.
They'll screw Mania's done. If they screw it up and take Rollins out of then they just screw Rollins completely, Mania's done.
Right. Exactly. Now, I will give you some props, though, Swax, because you've been coming on here each and every week telling us that Rusev is going to beat Cena. From what we saw
on Monday Night Raw, Mr. Swax, I have to give it to you just like you do. Yeah, you're right. He might. It's the way it looks. He will beat him.
Yep.
Rusev will beat Cena in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he deserves to beat John Cena.
I don't know about deserve, but I think when you are in Cena's position, you're 36, 37 years old, you start smelling your mentality a little bit. And when you start smelling your mentality a little bit, you understand the game changes. And once that game changes, you realize you got to do things a different way. Cena's done everything. He's held almost every title in that company. Am I correct in saying that?
Nope. Almost. He hasn't had the Intercontinental
title. He hasn't had an IC title.
Okay. So, but outside of that, he's done everything else. So it wouldn't benefit him. It would not benefit him to win, but it would benefit Rusev to get that win. So maybe he's trying to come around that way to see what's going on. He, you know, he's doing his own thing with his cooking, his body change stuff, and he's in movies now. He's in a new movie coming out, I think, this summer. He's doing other things besides WWE, so he might be smelling his own mortality a little bit and starting to pull back and put other people over, which is a good thing, depending on what we saw at NXT. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I also want to get into the fact of what China said earlier this week, and that kind of pissed me off. What she said.
Yeah, that pissed me off. We're going to get into that for a minute. Let me backtrack for a minute.
Sure.
Did you guys see SmackDown Thursday night?
Yes.
Did you see how Roman Reigns was protecting his cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that made him look like a bitch, too.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm lying.
Yeah. You ain't lying.
Now, if he was real, if he was true to the craft, even though everybody knows that they're all related, yeah, but when you're in the ring, this is money. This is business. This ain't personal. This is business.
Right.
Why are you going to sit there and try to protect him and he's in on the whole damn thing?
Right.
It just made him look even weaker, and they put Daniel Bryan out there, and it don't make no sense.
In WWE, as you said before, everybody knows their cousins. WWE doesn't hide any of this. They hide nothing. They just come out with everybody's cousins. Everybody's cousins. Everybody's related. Da, 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 da. So you're going to look. They're going to look at family. And they're going to protect family like they did on Thursday Night SmackDown. And that's just wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is business. It's not family. This is not personal.
Right.
When you're out there in the ring, you can get your ass tore up. That's just the way it goes.
You have to be as real as you can possibly portray. It's about telling a story, and that story has to be told as real as possible. And when you go in there, you do things like that, just messes up everything. Surfer, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm okay.
Good.
And one thing that's going on right now is there's a major head-butting thing deciding who's going to win at WrestleMania this year, because I already heard it's going to be another triple threat match with Brock, Daniel Bryan, and Roman Reigns.
You talk about it.
That match is not going to be decided between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan at Fastlane, because it's going to be like a no contest or something.
You talk about it earlier. Something's
going to get into the mix that both of these are going to be main eventing at WrestleMania. And there's a lot of headbutting going on. That is Roman Reigns the one that we're going to beat Brock Lesnar? Is Daniel Bryan going to be the one that beats Brock Lesnar? See, Vince and Triple H are probably, the minds are just bouncing off the wall to see who's going to be the one that beats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
See, my thing is that you can't let that happen. You got to get a winner at Fastlane. You got to get a win. You cannot go into a triple threat at Mania. That's the dumbest thing you can have happen. The dumbest thing you can have happen. If it's Bryan, fine. There's dirt sheets out there saying you're putting Bryan in this position to toughen him up so he can handle a more physical match against Lesnar. And Daniel Bryan takes the win. And then some of the dirt sheets are saying that it will be Roman Reigns going into the match with Lesnar, with him winning. So you can't have a triple threat. Are you going to really mess up the plan to have a bad WrestleMania match just to appease the internet wrestling community?
Or appease Daniel Bryan, because I have a feeling he had a little something to say about that too.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows they had to take the title away from him because he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. He didn't get his rematch. But why in the hell would you put him in there with those two right now? And the way Brock Lesnar's destroying folks, why?
Yeah.
Do you want him to go out for another year and a half, or maybe for good?
Right. I'm going to jump ahead again real quick on Raw. What did you guys think about that fake Sting spot?
That was funny. That was funny as hell.
Yeah. I think Triple H almost shit a brick when he looked behind him and that guy was behind him.
You know who that was, right?
No.
That was Heath Slater.
Who was that?
That was Heath Slater.
Okay.
Heath Slater?
Yeah. That was Heath Slater.
Heath Slater ain't that tall.
That was Heath Slater. If you look at it, if you slow it down and you pause it, I've seen it. I'm watching it right now as we speak. Zach T. Slater.
Slater's about 6'1". I don't know. He's about 6'1", 6'2".
But that was, oh man. They could, if they wanted to do it right, I would have got NWO Sting and used him. Hmm. Because he looks more like the real thing than Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Using like the more TNA version of Sting.
Hey, we don't need to use that version.
No. Not the one that you lost on Magnus.
Not that one. No.
Yeah, that one lost to Magnus.
No. Say it, Swax. No. We don't need that one. No.
No.
No. We don't need that one. This is your world champion speaking. We don't need that. we do not need that.
No,
China came
we really
out.
Don't.
China came out stated that Triple H abused her while they were together. I thought that was the biggest piece of crap I've ever heard.
You know what? Did you hear that whole interview with her and Vince Russo?
Yep. About the rope.
Now, yeah, me too. I think it was bullshit. I'm gonna be straight honest with you. That whole, some of the points that she made on there, I'll give her that. Mm. But when it came to saying that Triple H hit her, now that I think Vince had something. I think Russo had something to do with that. I ain't gonna sit here bullshit you because. Mm-hmm. Vince, everybody knows how China is.
Right.
Okay. Now, if Triple H hit her at any time during their relationship, X-Pac be 10 times worse. And she ain't saying shit about it. Tell me I'm lying.
You ain't lying.
Now, why in the hell would she put Triple H out there and not Sean Waltman?
Yep.
And she fucked both of them.
She did.
Now, is she trying to get back at Stephanie for taking it? Or she just that bitter? What?
Get in this.
And I think
China is delusional. That's why I think China is. I think China is delusional. Where she says sometimes, you know, you don't know whether to believe her, whether the truth is indeed the truth, or she's just making stuff up because she's so delusional.
I agree with you, Swax. I agree. But the thing that would really screw my mind, that just fucked me up, she's getting married to a Japanese dude that can't speak shit.
I heard she's getting married to three different people now.
Look, I haven't heard three. I've heard that one, but I haven't heard three.
Yeah,
she got like three marriage proposals already, and, you know, it looks like, you know.
Wow. All right. Next up, I'm going to go around the room on this one because I want to get everybody's thoughts because it was such a damn good show. Thoughts on NXT TakeOver Revival. Surfer, what did you think?
I didn't see the whole thing. Good enough.
NXT Revival, these shows, without a doubt, that has to be the best, like, event the WWE put out all year long. Without a question of doubt. Even better than like SummerSlam, Survivor Series, the Royal Rumble. This NXT Revival or Arrival, yeah, this has to be the best event that the WWE is putting out right now because their wrestling is amazing in it.
What you think, Xavier?
What do I think? Mm-hmm. I believe that I'm going to have to go with everyone else because, unfortunately, and fortunately, my daughter turned 14 Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And I was completely wrestled out.
Did she put you in the RKO out of nowhere?
I'm talking about out of nowhere. I knew it was coming. I still got hit.
Oh, man. What'd you think about the event, Tom?
It was good. I can't front. I got to agree with Slack. That was one of the best ones. But what's really pissing me off about that, why'd they take the belt off Charlotte now?
Yeah. That was kind of suspect. Up. That was kind of suspect. Well, and the reason why I say it's suspect is because of the story that came out afterward.
She was saying that she wasn't the model type for Raw, and you may still see her get moved up, but she won't succeed because of it. I think the true fans will see, and Charlotte has gotten a whole lot better, because I remember when she made her debut. She sucked when she made her debut in NXT. She really, really did. But she got her stuff together, got a whole lot better. But now you got Sasha Banks in that role, and I ain't hating on Sasha Banks at all. I ain't hating on you, girl. Do your thing. But it's kind of suspect that you put her up there now.
Yeah, that's that. I don't understand that. And wait, they say she's not that type. She looks better. She looks 10 times better than, let's see, what's the redhead stepchild? And I have a feeling she's a better worker than the redheaded stepchild.
You didn't say redheaded stepchild.
Wait, but she's supposed to be champion forever. I mean, at some point, people lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way they did it, though, I mean, I understand it's time to pass it on, but the way they did it was screwed up, though.
Like I said, I'm not hating on Sasha, because, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, you don't, no. I'm not hating on her. She's got skills.
Yes, she does.
She knows.
Yes, she does.
But, no, that is just the way that they did it. It's just,
how should they have done it?
And she ain't bad looking on the eyes, and she ain't bad looking on the eyes either.
Oh, no.
How should they have done it?
All I have to say is that Fatal 4-Way match was probably the best Divas match in like 2 years.
Yeah.
I agree. They should have had, the way they should have did it, Surfer, is have Sasha and Charlotte go one-on-one.
Well, that's she did pin did. Charlotte. You know, Charlotte is the champion, and she did pin the champion to win that belt.
But my thing is this. And I'm going to get on what Tony C keeps saying about Rey Mysterio getting a rematch. Charlotte deserves a rematch, damn it.
Yes, she does. That was a four-way. Yeah, she does.
She deserves a rematch, damn it. Give her rematch. That's what you
Will
need
it happen?
Do.
No.
Probably not. Probably not, but we shall see.
Now, what's this? I heard Kevin Steen won the big one.
Yeah, he won the big one.
Yeah.
That was so messed up.
You think so, Swax?
I think Sami Zayn, whatever his name is,
Sami Zayn. Messed up.
Yeah, his title run was so short.
Well, didn't they say they sent him overseas? He was going to Abu Dhabi and do some stuff. He couldn't make it back, so they had to get it off of him so he can go back.
I didn't see him on the RBI card.
Isn't Sami Zayn on the going to the main roster?
I heard
that too.
Yeah, I heard he was going there too. I heard that also. So let me get with Surfer real quick. Surfer, do you agree with the fact that Cena could put Rusev over?
No, he's not put Rusev over. So that would mean submitting. Now, it's possible that Rusev may, like Cena may win on a count out.
Right.
But do you see Cena tapping out to Rusev or breaking out of that hole?
He is super.
Yes, yeah, you're getting, man. Does anybody have an update on Cena's condition as far as his eyes concerned?
He says they have a scratched cornea.
Okay.
Which means he can't wrestle with a scratched cornea.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, no way you can do
that. I ain't gonna lie, it looked like pink eye to me.
Now, scratched cornea is no joke. I've had one.
Oh, you have? Okay. How'd you get your injury?
At work,
Okay. So
got into my eye, and I thought it was just poked in the eye, but that night, I'm trying to lay there with my woman, I couldn't take it anymore, and I went to the hospital. That's how I found out it was the scratched cornea.
What was your treatment? What did they do for your treatment?
I don't quite remember. They gave me some drops.
Okay.
They put a patch over my eye.
Okay.
And just had to wait for it to heal.
How long did it take you to heal up?
I don't remember.
Okay. man, if you get that, you're not gonna.
They're not gonna. They're not gonna risk that.
Nah.
Especially on him.
You're not performing that week.
Maybe.
At least.
Yeah. At least. So we'll definitely see what they're gonna do. Does Darren Young have a right to be upset about not being on that Dubai tour?
What, going to Abu Dhabi?
Mm-hmm.
Or going overseas in the Middle East?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If he ain't getting paid, yeah. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about getting a paycheck.
Right.
You see, you wouldn't think that the WWE sending all these people overseas, that the WWE wouldn't say, okay, we're going to go to Dubai, and we're going to have a nice Raw and SmackDown tapings, and we're going to have, you know, show Dubai what our television programming is all about, instead of having these stupid house shows that it's not going to really mean nothing except somebody's going to buy the WWE network over there. So why don't you have, okay, we're going to spend a nice good weekend with a Raw taping and a SmackDown taping. Hey, it's going to appear Monday night and Thursday night.
How do you know that what they can do over there is the same as they can do over here? They may have more restrictions on how they dress, what kind of stuff they can do.
Well, you know, also, it's laws against certain things over there as well. Females can't do certain things, and they also have issues with gay males over that way. And
let me break it down for you. I've been over there. I was stationed over there for 3 years. Let me break it down for you. Everybody knows that Darren Young is a homosexual.
Right.
Now, if he's, their culture is like this, and I like I said, I know this because I was stationed there for 3 years. Their culture is like this. Women are for making babies. Men are for pleasure. They have a strict rule about that. If they're openly gay like that Darren Young is, they'll cut your head off. No questions. They find out, they will fuck. They will cut your head off. No questions.
And WWE, in that statement that WWE made, they did say that they did that for Darren Young's own protection.
Exactly. Because, like they said, they're very, very strict about that. Okay, and everybody knows he is because he came out nationally. He came out when he said it, and it's on national TV.
Right.
So of course they're going to know that over there.
Right.
And he steps into the country, one of those religious clerics seeing on their TV. Oh, it's over and done with. They're going to come and get him.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's no questions, and there's nothing that they could do. Because he came into their country breaking their rules.
Right when
that's
he still,
their rules.
Right when he gets there, break the law. Head over to the next topic. And I hate to ask this, because as I wrote this, I saw a story saying that Taker's not in the best of shape. But I'm gonna ask it anyway. We can replace the Taker part. Bray Wyatt on the collision course to Main Event Mania.
It all depends on what Taker's like. Yeah, he can try, but I honestly don't think he's talking about Taker. It could be possible, but I personally, the way because I was reading it too, because it came up on my timeline the other day. I say could it be possible that he's talking about Bo? Think about it. Mm. Now, everybody knows Taker is still screwed up from last WrestleMania.
Right.
Okay. Everybody knows that.
And that's something, because that was a year ago.
Yeah. And they're trying to. They're building him. If you watch him, they're building Bray up from the bullshit that he went through after the Wyatt family broke up. Mm. He went down for a little bit. Now they're trying to. They're scrolling and bringing him back up. Mm. Now. Everybody's thinking that he's calling Taker out. Now, next Monday after Fastlane, if he does run his mouth and Taker comes out, then I could be totally wrong.
Right.
But just on the off chance, he could be talking about Bo. Because we haven't seen if Bo leaveable in 6 months. Coming up. So they could have took Bo Weevil and took him off after his shoulder injury and stuff, and they said, "Okay, we're gonna reform the family, but have the real two brothers in life right there to each, with each other. Like they got Stardust and Goldust.
Right.
Why couldn't they do it with Bo Leave and Bray?
That's only if Mike Rotunda came back and was like the one that could patch them up as a unit.
That would be smooth. I would love that. That would be nice if that happened.
Yeah, you got the but you got
because the, that's the only way that those two could ever team up if Mike Rotunda comes back, just like Dusty Rhodes did.
But the thing is, the difference, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Swax, but the difference between Mike Rotunda coming.
You there, Big Tone? Big Tone's call dropped. Swax, go ahead, see, Greg.
Let's put it like, for some reason, I must be in Bizarro World. Because Swax is talking much sense. And I don't know what to do with myself.
I always talk much sense.
Not all the time, sir.
You started noticing.
Okay, we got Big Tone back. Big Tone, go ahead and finish your point, man.
It's a possibility that the reason why I say this, because it with the way Dusty came back.
Right.
Stephanie was messing with him, and his boys was going to back him up.
Yep.
Now, for this one, the way Bray is, if they brung his daddy in, they brung IRS in, they'd have to completely change it, make him, I don't know if it's going to be IRS, or they can bring him back as IRS, but one that's just completely lost his mind. It would make sense.
Yeah.
And if they bring Bo into it, it would make even more sense because they just bring them all three of them together.
You got to believe, bitch. Uh-oh. Live on the call-in show right now, I got one of the head guys for the Black Achievement Awards on February 19th. Tony C., what's up, man?
Greetings and salutations.
There you go.
From parts unknown. Can't tell y'all where I'm calling from. Call say what's up to y'all and shout out to Triple H for getting in.
You know you're in the motel. Stop fronting.
Motel.
Well, actually, I'll be in the get in, so if I don't really do the Motel 6, I like leave no lights on for me. But I digress. Triple H getting in touch with his IWO bloodlines. It's okay. and William, you said you don't believe he went upside her head.
I don't think so, man. Unless
you see how mad he got when Sting came back. Imagine if you don't cook his food on time.
Can I get you?
I'm just saying. Thinking out loud. Just think about that for a second. You come home, and China ain't laid them trunks out, right?
She ain't ironed them trunks.
Exactly. You feel me? So, you know, it could happen now. It could happen.
Tony, let me get your opinion on the Seth Rollins situation. What do you think about it?
He's a fool.
He
should have had a trick phone. I mean, a track phone.
No, he didn't say a track phone.
You better get a whole phone.
Get a Nick.
That's what Tiger did. You know.
Get a Nick.
That's what Tiger Woods messed up.
Get that Nick 10 prepaid.
Yes, sir.
Anybody want? Suggestions on infidelity. They should all talk to Cena. You know, he a hoe.
Or call Batista, one of the two.
All them hoes, Orton, all of them got track records.
Yep.
All that Ric Flair, all of them running around.
You talk about the granddaddy of them all. Yes, called Flair.
Oh, yeah.
He get all the tricks running around. They never really got caught. Cena tricking somebody raising his baby.
I keep telling people, man, the iPhone, and what happens at the end of the day, what's the phone to get everybody caught up? The damn iPhones. That's the phone to get everybody caught up.
When they put that feature on there, that print the screen feature on that phone, man, where you can print the screen the whole conversation and send it in a text.
Rack them up.
I take it one step further. You can share if you hit share location with who you're texting, you see where that person is.
Oh yeah. Like I said, you know, they got the king trick, you know. he tricking Magnus and raised his baby, so you know. all that good.
This is your world champion speak, ain't you?
See, Seth Rollins is an apprentice. He ain't a Jedi yet, like the rest of them. Yeah. Like Cena and Orton, and, you know.
He still kind of want to learn.
Orton uses his, you know, to help fuel his drug habit. That's what I think.
Hey, man. Orton had an 18-year-old earlier last year.
Yep. He had JoJo.
Exactly. Yeah. He didn't have a few running around his part, so. But to get back what you're saying, yeah, he deserved to get caught. I believe anybody who leave that stuff in their phone, you begging to get caught.
Yeah.
Because the lady gonna look. It's in their nature to look.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you and your girl share the iCloud account, all you gotta do is go to the computer, bam, bam, right there.
Not only that, it's your main chick. It's different if it's the side piece.
Right.
The side piece ain't, you know.
The side piece ain't gonna care.
What's out?
The side piece ain't gonna care.
Main chick, lay that phone down you want to.
The side chick ain't gonna care. The side chick ain't gonna care because she know what she is. She know exactly what she is. Ain't.
She knows the rules. You don't touch mine, there ain't nothing there for you.
Exactly.
You know what to do.
Exactly.
That phone was probably in his bag somewhere or something, and he heard that iPhone.
But the thing is, when it happened, he was out in the ring.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing about it.
She wouldn't. She was by that phone.
She was waiting.
And if you sent it from the iCloud, the phone will now alert you if it was sent from iCloud.
Well, the broad sent something.
And the girl sent something back to him, and he saved it in his phone, which I don't blame him, because looking at that picture, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Ooh, oh, my damn. Goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I still got that picture on my computer right now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Smacks this.
Oh, my goodness.
What, the woman he's sleeping with?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
Neither did I.
I will send it to you, surfer. I will send it to you, my friend.
Just send it on the Skype call. Send it on a Skype call.
See, I'm not a sick fan. I'm just
man. They got hemmed up, and all y'all can think about. He's suffering right now.
But that's his fault. That was his. See, he deserved to see like he said. He deserved that because he knew him. He should have took it off the damn phone.
Dang. Y'all don't have
If you out there, none. I have no feeling for him because he's stupid. Get a crack phone. Like you do. Get a crack phone, Dennis. You going to do something like that? And you know
you're going to play it off. It wasn't me. Man, it wasn't me.
Getting like Shaggy.
That is in the player handbook though.
Dean Ambrose used my phone. I threw somebody up on the bus. It wasn't me.
he said Dean Ambrose.
I let Canelo.
She did that. She took that. I didn't do that.
Exactly.
I let Cena use my phone. See, that was for him. Who said that?
You know Cena.
She said it to you, man.
Rusev said he's tired of what's her name?
I threw Brock up on the bus. That was Brock, man. He had no call on this thing, you know. Getting these pictures. Somebody. Triple H. The Rock. Somebody would have took the fall. It wouldn't have been me. You got to say it crying too, baby. That wasn't me. Well, it wasn't me. It was Zack Ryder or somebody. I got hacked.
Yeah, that was me. That was the Brooklyn Brawler. Brooklyn had that damn phone, man. That was me.
Pat Patterson, anybody. Briscoe.
Pat, it'd be like.
No, you can't say Pat Patterson because they Pat Patterson? Come on now.
She don't know that.
Steve Ray, do you see it? I put it on Skype call.
I'm about to check it out. And the way y'all talking, she better look damn good.
Hysterical.
You will not be disappointed. Trust that.
No, you won't.
Trust that. Oh my goodness. If you going out, go all right.
I want to address something that Surfer said this week, which was true. About SmackDown.
What's that?
They did go ahead and bury their whole tag team division the other night.
Yes,
and
they
that
did.
Was terrible. I don't know why they do that crap, bro.
Yeah.
You put the two baby faces out there and bury your whole tag team.
Yep.
you mean these two guys?
In one swoop.
It's one thing, like, they beat Heath Slater and the other guy.
Yeah.
The Matadors. You know, win or lose, it's no big deal. But when the Usos come out and they get beat too and they're your tag team champions? No. And then how many teams did they fight? Like
now is that, Seth Rollins' actual Instagram account?
Yep.
Hey, y'all talking about this sick fan. You talking about the tag team division getting dirt thrown on. That's like back in the day, you put Hulk Hogan and Macho Man out there, and they just ripped through Demolition and, you know, all the powerful pain.
Looks like that girl is the one that took the picture and posted it.
Yeah, could you imagine two people is not getting along going through the Hearts, the Bulldogs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Powers
of Pain.
That was one time.
Exactly. It's like whoever booking, they don't know what the hell they doing. They making good God. I'm gonna kill one division. I'm gonna kill my whole tag team division. We just got building it back up now. It was down for a minute.
Can't forget about the Ascension.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that question.
They got beat too. Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to get into them because those guys are going back in on the going back and doing actual local promo gimmick again where they go against the local wrestlers in whatever city.
Oh, jobbers.
Yeah, they're doing that again, and that I hate the Ascension. I hate them.
Well, I guess they're going to try to go old school with them, like you said. They're better than the old school tag team, so they're going to build the old school out.
Right.
Call up the jobber. Yeah, they're going to try to call up the jobbers of that city, and they put them over. Then when they come back on national TV, they're like, oh, I got this, I got credit here, I got credit there. But they ain't beat nobody. They beat the Outlaws. The Outlaws gave them the rub, of course. Right. But they ain't beat nobody else.
Yeah.
And they want me to spend $100 $100 on their go home show this week.
Man, please.
They waste Brock Lesnar on Columbus, Ohio.
See, and my thing
he ain't gonna be in Orlando.
And see, my thing is, how you gonna afford to get Brock Lesnar there, but you can't afford to get Sting there?
Well, Brock getting paid more money than Sting.
I'm just saying, though.
Because Sting is not really part of the WWE family. Yeah.
Sting is an attraction anyway. He's more of an attraction. Brock is too, but I don't know why they wasted Brock on Columbus. I really don't. That whole thing was pointless, yo. Like, that's one less appearance that
they
he can, like I say, he ain't gonna be on no go home show.
I wouldn't say
that's what it did. And Orton coming back, they advertising Orton to come back Monday, so we're gonna get him and what Seth Rollins probably. That's gonna be a last minute thing. Yeah, I'm not. They got an 8-man tag of garbage. Yep. Cena, Orton, Ambrose. No, it's not Ambrose. It's, what's the mother two that's cheated? Brian and, what's his name? Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Yeah, they on one team against, like, the Authority, basically.
What, this is Monday Night coming?
Yeah, and they want somebody to pay
100. We live in a pick-and-choose world. Choose.
Now,
okay.
The guy who I feel sorry for, through everybody going this whole thing in WWE, the guy I feel for, and I don't understand why, and I don't understand why you're doing this, is Dolph Ziggler. He made an appearance. He made an appearance on, I think it was Main Event the other night, and he actually won. So at least he won something. Dolph Ziggler's been on this big, huge doghouse losing streak.
No, he hasn't.
For what though?
That's not true.
He's still pissed off at
Bray Wyatt.
Are they still pissed off at him because he tried to do that? They still pissed off at him for what he did the other day.
Because he lost a he lost a Bray for a second time.
Yeah, but that's the only person he's losing to right now.
Mm. Yeah, Bray the only one beating him up.
Now, I mean, y'all gotta make up your mind. Y'all want Bray to win, y'all want him to lose.
Well, I'm just saying.
Bray looking Lesnar-esque.
Yeah.
People have complained that he's being buried too. So what is it?
No, he ain't being buried now.
He was never buried. Just because
as long as you stay away from him, you know who.
I'm sorry to cut everybody off.
Then what?
But Seth got taste.
Yes, he does.
Only thing
you saw that.
Only thing that Frodo needed was a wet body.
You saw that. It's not called TV Ray.
Huh?
That's a good one, ain't it?
That's a good one.
I told you. He told you.
I hope she doesn't lose her job because she's at Diva over at NXT. So I hope both of them keep their job and just let this thing pass, man. Rollins is 28 years old. Just with no other incidents.
He's 28.
He's a hoe. What do you expect?
With no other incidents on his record at all other than this. But no drugs, no DUIs that I know of, no domestic violence, don't owe nobody $200, ain't got no pet bull puppy, just let this pass.
But from the way they're talking about, they just go sweep it under the rug. It's like, okay, it happened, it wasn't your fault, so what are we going to, why are we going to find you? For what?
Yeah.
Unless Vince says something.
Right.
But I doubt Big Vince is going to, well, he might, he's like, okay, finding $5,000. Done.
Done.
Other than that, they're gonna let it go.
I'll let it be done.
Look, if then nobody get jacked up in a plane ride from hell, I don't think nothing nobody can do.
I know, huh?
Y'all know about that story.
Yeah.
And I don't think nobody really got discipline from that, so.
Yeah. They said the plane ride from hell. Vince was there.
I am not going to be surprised when something happens before WrestleMania that Seth Rollins has to defend the Money in the Bank briefcase and he loses, and that'll be his punishment.
That only applies to Mr. Kennedy, Swag. You piss Triple H off. When you piss Triple H off, that's what you get.
Yeah, but but everybody in the chat's going to find no photos now. I think Cash Cow found it. Cash Cow, you found no photos. Cash Cow said she's hot, dude.
You know, Cash Cow's 1-4 deviant, 1-4 sycophant. It's okay. He ain't raised. I give him that. He's not raised.
But my thing, though, if you put yourself out there like this, you need yourself to be judged, do you not?
Oh, yeah. Sick freak.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yep, that was my title. I already talked about Titus O'Neil beating Jack Swagger. It was WWE Superstars.
I was going to talk about Titus. I was talking. What, is Mark Henry coming back this month?
I think he's done, dude.
Come on, man.
But, in your defense, Tony C, in your defense, you said this is going to be our month. We got Sasha Banks as champion. Titus O'Neil won. What's next?
The New Day getting going away and coming back with a new gimmick.
I'm so no, how about Xavier Woods finally getting on TV and wrestling?
Oh, I'm so tired of them. Oh my God, they're worse than Full Force on House Party. They just terrible.
Damn, he said Full Force on House Party. Oh, damn.
That is horrible. When they come out, people just look at them like, are you serious? They come stepping and fetching. New millennium.
Stepping and fetching.
That cootery is starting to get, huh?
Thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth. When they came out of Columbus, I was like, are you serious? They say New Day, nobody say Jack.
New Day.
New Day.
Oh, no, you heard crickets. You heard crickets.
I was embarrassed. Like, I said that on the rant. I was embarrassed as a black man.
They said, oh shit, black people.
I guess. Because they ain't say nothing. I was embarrassed.
Speaking of dark,
it's been some bad, you know, moments in the history of us brothers in wrestling.
It has been, but particularly when you got one pay per view, CM Punk go through seven of us in one match and win. I ain't never gonna forget that.
You talking about that Mania?
Yep.
Yeah.
When he won the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Ain't never gonna forget that.
He's got a shot. Get a brother a shot. You got a shot. Got your shot now. Give me mine. That's what we saying.
What is this Divas Wrestling dart matches now? Main event. There was a couple of main event tapings. Nikki Bella.
They always tend to do that.
I've never seen a Divas dart match. Never ever.
You ever been to a Raw?
Actually, no. Nikki Bella defeated Emma in a non-title match. First of all, why the hell is Nikki Bella defending? Well, not defending, but why is your champion in a dark match?
Because it's the Diva. Well, you remember, fellas, y'all remember back in the day in like the 80s, the world champion won on the show. They'll wrestle a dark match.
And as long as you have Vince McMahon involved, that's the kind of crap that you're going to have.
And if you remember back when Cena was getting hot, they'll have a show where he won on it, but he'll wrestle at the end of the night.
Huh.
A dark match. So they do it, you know. They put him in a dark match.
Did not know they did that.
Yeah, they tape, like, at Raw, they tape Superstars before the show.
Okay.
So, you'll have him on that.
Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, are they getting to be a good team?
They finna be tag team champions. Watch. I hate that I said New Day, but I was wrong. I admit that.
We said the New Day since December.
Right.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the New Day seemed to falter.
They let us down.
The new day going into the blackest night.
Yeah.
Really?
Now, no more day.
I'll say this, though. Tyson Kidd, to me, has evolved into a star. What you guys think?
Yeah, he come in a nice little heel character.
Yeah.
He can wrestle. No doubt about it. He can wrestle.
He's always been able to wrestle to me. It was just his ability to speak that was my concern.
I just want to know if Swat's going to protest.
It's about time.
What did you say, Surfer?
It's about time if he is evolving into a star.
Yeah, it is.
True.
so true.
Swags, you protesting that Rusev don't win at Fastlane? Said he is.
He said he protesting.
It's not very American of you, Swags.
Oh.
I root Rusev for people who deserve to win. And John Cena does not deserve.
Why don't you move to Russia then if you love Lana so much? Okay? Why don't you take you to go there?
Move to Russia because you're
why don't you worship the Putin?
I almost fell out my chair when Stevie Ray said Cena had pink eye. That was just tough. You were wrong for that, Steve.
I know, like, half of the internet wrestling community would move to Russia if they wanted to be with Lana.
Man got pink eye, man. That's serious.
Moving right along.
That's like if he get chicken pox, he can't come to work, man. Wrong with you. Measles, mumps. Rusev crush. I love that video package they put together.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If I can get a copy of that every other day. If I can watch that every other day. I just don't like the fact they show he got thrown through a searchlight. The son of a bitch still live. I know if I get thrown through a searchlight, I'm dead. Anybody on this call get thrown through that searchlight, it's a wrap.
Someone else agrees with Swatch. Josh E in the chat. Rusev will crush Cena at Fastlane. And I still hate that damn name.
John Cena! I'm gonna kick your ass!
I hate that name, Fastlane. I hate it. God, I hate it.
John Cena!
They could have came up with something better.
Yeah, maybe they'll change it next year.
Yeah, change it next year.
For what?
Change it to something.
Listen, Goldberg and Rush.
Oh, damn.
Goldberg and Rush.
Someone said, and as you always say, Big Tone, at the end of the show, fuck Goldberg. Goldberg made news this week. Somebody's going to come back. He may fight with Glory?
I saw that.
Yeah, he may fight with Glory soon. I said, come on, me 50, dude.
But hold on, Will. I was offended when I read the headline said, wrestling legend. I almost had a stroke, a heart attack.
Wait. He said he want to do what?
He's going to come back.
No. Forget all what he said. Damn. They associated him with the word legend.
Yeah, I know.
In what world is Bill Goldberg a legend?
What did he say he wanted to come back and do?
Be a legend.
Yeah, he's gonna try to be one.
He wants to come back and say he'll come back and fight for a company called Glory. I'm doing some more research on it.
What, Glory Greens? Talking about the collard greens? He's gonna fight for the canned greens? That's all he's worth.
I believe Glory is a mixed martial arts.
I think it is too.
Oh, I thought he was gonna be in the remake of the movie Glory. But anyway, that's beyond the point.
Because he still believes in it. He still believes in his gimmick.
Dude, Goldberg, a legend?
Yeah, that ain't that.
Please, come on now. Whoever said that needs to be slapped upside the head.
No, whoever wrote that article needs to be fired expeditiously. They need to turn in their reporting credentials. A legend in his own mind.
Legend and Goldberg don't go together.
You know, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but there's certain people that don't need to be taking pictures. And,
Goldberg, one of them.
Another one is Tommy Wildfire Rich. Sit Joe.
Oh, come on.
Old wrinkled, decrepit ass man.
Don't do Wildfire like that now.
He's old and decrepit. Tony, see, you know that.
He better shape than Robert Gibson.
That's true.
So he can do
that. That's true. I give you that, dude.
Real quick, let me congratulate. let me congratulate my boy Steph Curry for winning the 3-point contest tonight. Good job, man. Good job. You beat Kyle Korver. Good job. Good job.
And somebody said, is Undertaker still recovering from Mania?
Yep.
Last year?
Yep.
Yeah, he ain't ready.
Yep.
Now, anybody who say wrestling fake.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
It takes this man almost a whole year.
Come on now. The Undertaker is like 82 years old.
I wouldn't give a damn.
Because they still talk, they talking about Seth Rollins. The latest, not Seth Rollins, they're still talking about Bray Wyatt. The last rumor I heard was Dean Ambrose against Taker. They're just throwing people in there just to keep Taker relevant, maybe?
Are they beating a dead horse?
I know. Taker should have been
done. I mean,
Taker should have been done.
Done. Nobody wants to see the Taker anymore. He lost.
Yeah, the streak's
over. I think he lost to the wrong person if he was going to lose, but.
Yeah.
Well, I
can't say that because
lost
again,
the wrong person,
because
yeah. He lost to somebody that should have mattered in this business, not somebody who's
Brock Lesnar don't matter.
Check.
But the thing is, everybody knows the thing is he had to clear it though. They had to clear it with him and who he was going to lose to, and he said if it was anybody, it would be Brock.
Losing to Cena.
No,
you got no respect for John Cena.
Exactly. That's why he said no.
Take a one losing to Cena. It was either going to be Lesnar, Michaels, or Triple H. That was it. Nobody else.
He won
losing to Sting.
I had an issue.
I don't know about that one, though.
I had an issue with it for a minute. But if you look at how accomplished Brock was. At the end of the day, or is rather, at the end of the day, I didn't have a problem with it.
People hold against Brock because he don't want to come back full time and be on TV every week. I wouldn't want to do that either because then you turn into John Cena. People hate you
because he beats up
on turn on.
He's a bully who beats up on one legged people.
Damn. No, he didn't bring that up.
Yes, he did. He brought up Zach Gowen.
That's cool. It happens. Zach signed up to be a wrestler.
The people, what happened to the guy in TNA who had the one leg?
He was still there, for as I know.
I haven't seen him wrestle.
Who, Zach Gowen? I mean, Zach Gowen? Yeah, he's wrestling. He, and an indie promotion.
No, the one leg. TNA. The one leg that military dude in TNA. He lost his leg in combat.
Yeah.
And
that dude. Yeah. Nah, I ain't seen that dude. What the hell happened to him?
That's also, I think it was about a month ago on TV, and then he just faded. He faded to black. Faded straight to black. Anybody, and it looks, every time I see him, he's winning. Is Sin Cara getting like a secret push?
No, you didn't.
Because every time I see him, he's winning.
If you get a push before Titus, I'm.
But the thing is, I was reading yesterday, they're saying that Triple H is going to push a Mexican superstar. Who is it, though?
I don't think
Is it Sin Cara?
I think it's just that they're trying to make him into an attraction.
I already feel some type of way. Santino was Intercontinental Champion, and Titus can't even get a shot. Santino is a joke. Titus getting a match for the IC belt. The ref ain't gonna even show him the belt.
Titus should be the Black Tony Atlas.
Yeah, he can't even get a U.S. title match, but R-Truth can be the U.S. champion. Huh?
Why you going against R-Truth?
I'm saying Titus ain't walking around talking about Lil Jimmy. Nothing like that.
Misspelling words.
Don't hate on Lil Jimmy. Lil Jimmy did nothing to you guys.
Oh,
I mean, at least Titus knows where he is.
Right.
Exactly. Lil Jimmy. R-Truth lose a title match getting bottled of water thrown in his eye. Next thing you know, Cena, he in the AA. Come on, man. Water in your eyes, bro. It wasn't even bottled water, my bad. It was a fountain drink. You got a fountain drink thrown in the eyes, bro.
Real quick.
That was one of the worst title match losses I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
Shouldn't have messed with little Jimmy.
But, bro, I'm going to lose because Sierra missed getting my eye, not salt.
And our truth ain't been relevant. And
that fountain soda they have at those stadiums, man, that's lethal stuff.
And our truth ain't been relevant since.
Nope.
Real quick, richest WWE divas. I got the 10 richest ones.
Oh, hell.
Sable.
Nikki Bella.
Sable, she is number 10. Her net worth is $1.5 million.
Richest.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Nikki Bella. Her net worth is $1.5 million as well. Number 8 is Brie Bella. Her net worth is $1.7 million. Natalya, her net worth is $2.2 million. How the hell she made $2.2 million? AJ Lee, her net worth is $2.3 million. Lita, her net worth is $2.5 million. Trish, her net worth is $3 million. Mickie James is $4 million. Stacey Keibler is $4.5 million. Number one, Toy Wilson, $18 million.
How the fuck is that happening? What the fuck?
$18 million.
Where'd she get $18 million from?
She's married to Billy Kidman.
Who she been fucking?
No, she was messing with A-Rod at one time. She just broke up with A-Rod.
She got all A-Rod money.
She broke up with A-Rod, but she was doing a lot of modeling and stuff like that, too.
She had corn.
Like I said, who she been fucking?
I want to know if Mickie James' salary include child support. From
that.
From the real
Baby. Yeah, I know, huh? That would be awkward as hell. All three of them in the room at the same time, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
You're a fly on the wall for that.
John Cena, John Cena, you are the father.
That Magnus will fall the hell out.
He gotta fall out, you know.
I may be the... It's your world champion. This is your world champion with no child support check, speaking.
Kid 2 years old with traps already.
Okay. Out in today's world, don't know if a child is yours or not. I mean, you always get that DNA test.
They don't know about it.
Yeah.
You know he hit that.
You don't know about DNA test. Trust me, somebody say I'm having your child. Man, they'll have a DNA test for that woman so fast it won't even be fun.
Then I tell you they're going to trick Magnus into raising them up. That's what I told you.
You're world champion, Spanking. Under the table child support.
Let's put it like this. I hope Rage's mother introduced him to his father.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I really don't want to go through that.
Steven Ray, be New York City, boy. Be New Jersey.
I was on the call when the first night this came about. And I had this sweeping under the rug, but now I'm finna clown. Steve Ray said, Rage is his son.
I bet you like Kelly's was like $15 million.
Oh God.
I don't know. I didn't she wasn't on the list. It was
Hey Double A, I got an idea for
don't,
a show.
Don't you sell that much ass to make $15 million.
Rand E.M. paternity test.
What the celebrity did Maxim?
Can you see Double A doing that? That
would be, of the company.
Could you see Double A doing that? That would be so funny. Mm-hmm. That would be so funny.
So
you are the father.
That. We need to find out. Rage. Does Rage favor Stevie Ray in any way? Rage, Stevie Ray, were you stomping around Jersey in the late 91, 92? Back when Hogan was getting ready to leave WWE.
Let's put it like this. Was she stomping around East Texas?
Because if she was. Because if she was.
Oh, damn.
If she was. something else that kind of pissed me off this week, and then I'll be done with the diva talk. Barbara Hayes has been on this show several times, former NWA Women's Champion. She's been on this show several times. I talked to her several times on Facebook. She lost the NWA Women's title this week to Santana Garrett. And for those who don't know who she is, that's Brittany that used to be in TNA. And I'm sorry, this is just the... I don't know if Hayden's about to finally marry her fiance. I don't know why she dropped that title, but...
Travesty. That's a travesty.
There you go. Trap, basically. Basically. Because Santana was doing stuff in that match she never did in TNA. It's like she was holding back in TNA. And then she was doing stuff that was just uncharacteristic of her in that match. It pissed me off. Because Barbara Hayden defended that title everywhere she went. She went to Canada, defended that title. All over Texas. She defended that title even in WSU. And it just pissed me off that someone like Santana Garrett, who's not a proud Texan, I think she's a Floridian. And that NWA Battle Outlaw title is from Texas. I just don't think she's going to defend it right. Triple H still in the back burying people?
No, he ain't burying nobody. Well, I ain't gonna say that. Well, it ain't his fault the tag team division buried themselves. That ain't his fault. That's Vince's fault.
No, that was Vince's dumbass fault for bringing the fucking Coyle's Clown Boys up, and they weren't ready.
Not only that, you don't put two people, like Surfer said, to have an issue against each other, against your top tag teams. That's where you go get, like, okay, mix up people like the Big Show, Kane, maybe, like Surfer said, the Matadors, people like that. You don't have them bear. Oh my God! Don't get me started on burying people. Somebody gonna be buried after Fastlane. That's all I'm saying.
We know who that is.
God, I can't believe we're still saying that stupid ass name.
Now Rusev might be all right because, like Surf said, you probably gonna lose. You probably gonna lose by DQ or something.
Yeah.
So.
He'll still hold on to that U.S. title. Because it is for the U.S. title, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard it was for the U.S. title.
The title is on the line.
Yep.
Well, that means Jesus coming back.
When? What?
Stabs ass in the club. He's going to get stabbed in the club again. Doing that belt. Yep. Ain't no wrong with that, though.
Man.
Sting!
Man. What are y'all thinking about Sting? What is he going to do it for? Is this just going to be the two getting together, promoting the match at Mini, or are they going to actually wrestle at Fastlane?
They're not wrestling at Fastlane.
He's going to challenge to a match at Mania. And poor Sting... He going down. Triple H going pedigree him. Once he lost the Magnus, he ain't got no reason to beat nobody else. I'm sorry. He can fight traffic, and he need to lose. Because he lost the Magnus. He let Magnus beat him. So, in my book, Sting lost all validity and respect to me.
The Magnus in that one match was... I mean, Sting was... out the door. So
no matter.
But that
yes, still don't matter. He should have lost a match. That's a problem.
Find a loss like that on anybody else's record in wrestling history.
I would have put AJ over. I would let AJ put him over, but
so true. Exactly. Not
even Cena lost to the Miz, but Miz better than Magnus any day.
Yeah. Agreed there.
Who else you want to bring up? Triple H.
I mean, hell, okay. Madness lost to his boy at the what you call it last week.
Triple H put Shelton Benjamin over.
Sure did.
Off to him.
Speaking of Shelton Benjamin, is he going to be at the Black Achievement Awards next week?
He did that, because he didn't put
trying to find gold for his hair. If he can't find that cool spray paint.
He put Shelton Benjamin over because he didn't put Booker over. That's why he did that. He felt bad for him.
Well, I take that back. No, Sting, no. Y'all forgot me. Ted DiBiase lost the version. I stand correct. Shit.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Version.
He certainly did.
Virgil better than Magnus.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I take that back. Yeah, Sting, that's still one of the worst losses, if not the worst loss in wrestling history. I'm still trying to find another one.
Because my thing with Magnus, I don't think anybody took him seriously but himself and Dixie Carter.
Exactly.
Nobody, they still don't take him seriously.
That was a joke. That was worse than Jeff Hardy being champion. I don't even think you can get worse than that. I really didn't.
Speaking of Impact, anybody been watching that trash lately?
Nope.
I've seen it yesterday.
What you think? I wasn't too impressed.
Yeah, especially when Taz and Josh Matthews are in a remote room across the U.S. Watching the Impact from another location.
Yeah.
They watching this
the Beatdown Clan. Come on, the Beatdown Clan. Come on, now.
Clan? Who writing that? Oldie? Oh, they didn't put Oldie. They gay Oldie.
After he came up with it, I guess they are.
God, man, they didn't get you old. There's somebody slip over the book.
Somebody gave Oli a spot.
Oli got the book over there. Well, they're explaining.
And then to make it so bad, everybody from the Beatdown Clan gets televised except for one person.
Kenny King.
Don't see Kenny King nowhere.
When yesterday?
As a whole, you really don't see Kenny that much.
Kenny King was beating down everybody in the back.
I'm saying, but you don't see him TV in any type of a match or a meaningful match.
He worked.
That's not his job.
He's just in the bathroom handing out mints and towels.
That's not his job.
Make sure people wash their hands.
So he's supposed to be the backstage enforcer surfer. Okay, I believe that.
Anybody come near that bathroom, he beating them up.
That's a waste of talent, though.
Kenny King probably is saying to himself, this company is going to be out of business within a year. I might as well not even show up anymore.
Getting a check, hopefully.
Yep. Hopefully getting the check.
Hopefully the check cashes. Hopefully the check will cash.
Yeah, mess around with TNA. They might write you a roll of check.
I don't understand the Beatdown Clan. I don't understand it because it's MVP, Samoa Joe, Eric Young.
Fat Joe.
How is Eric Young in the Beatdown Clan? I don't get it.
Because they need a white symbol. This reverse.
Gotta have one that passes.
They need a white member. It was reverse, what they call it for us?
What was reverse racism?
Reverse racism. They let us in.
Reverse racism.
Oh, the affirmative action
there. There you go.
Yeah, it is. There you go.
There you go.
I forgot all about it. There you go. Gotta have one in there. Should have put Magnus in there. That would cover white men, the person.
Ethnicity. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna get your girl. We're gonna get next week. Mickie James will be back, and you'll also see Drew McIntyre come back.
God, didn't he get beat up by his wife or something?
Yep, Dan Terrell, who is your current Knockout champion.
Ain't no way in the hell. He got whooped by his own woman.
Yeah.
Well, he can't be in the IWO.
He can't be in the
IWO. Fight on woman.
Right now, and I don't know if you guys listen to a show called Ring Rush Radio. Anybody listen to that here?
I started to.
Okay.
All right.
Not a bad show. those guys are saying right now, for what he does, The Miz is the best wrestler on that roster for what he does. You guys agree?
For what he does?
Right.
No. What does he do?
Well, as far as the mic skills, holding up the team between him and Mizdow. Looking
Mizdow is over. More over than he is.
Yeah.
And he got more talent. They scared to let Mizdow run with that ball, man. Yeah. For some reason, they won't get a man a shot.
I wonder why that is.
And I feel bad for him. On Monday, he returned to the scene of the crime.
I know, huh?
If I was him, I'd call in. Hell, I ain't going in that arena. My career been the hell in the handbags ever since last time I was in. I wouldn't even come to Orlando if I was in. My whole life up.
What you gonna do, Tony? See, calling sick?
For real, yeah. His life, man, that man was on top of the world. He was over.
Right.
Until that night in Orlando. He's more over than he is now. Yeah. And somebody, I don't know what Tony carries that briefcase in, but.
Hey, if you call in dead, you get 3 days.
Yeah, bereavement. Yep. So my career died. So last time I came in, my career died.
I'm taking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to be back Thursday on SmackDown.
I see y'all in SmackDown tape. So I see y'all at the pay-per-view. For real. My career died in the same building. Ain't that a blip? Man, I'm straight.
You guys are liking the way they're handling the Goldust Stardust breakup. I think they're handling the thing all wrong.
Oh yeah, it could be 10 times. Well,
it's not that bad, but they better not use that fast lane. They better save it for Mania. And knowing them, they're gonna do it at fast lane. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. They need to break up at fast lane and do the match at Mania.
Right. Now, are we gonna get Goldust versus Stardust, or will we get Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Reynolds?
No, it's gonna be Goldust versus Stardust. And Cody gonna go over. You know, his brother gonna put him over. But it's they match gonna be the one that, like Double A says, gonna steal the show. Whenever it happens. I hate to go on after it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And I think somebody earlier said Taker was gonna close the show at Mania. Nah, that triple threat gonna close the show. Title match gonna close the show.
I'm hoping it's not triple threat. I'm hoping
if Taker goes to Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to get on you about that, man. It got to be a triple threat.
I don't want it to be.
With one of them two beating each other, Brock can't be in the decided in the finish.
What
you can't
that?
Be in the, you can't have him get beat. This man been whooping ass ever since April.
He's going to have him. He had 4 matches.
It don't matter. In this 4 matches, he's been basically killing people. You want that character to stay strong, man.
That match. He was pinned. You don't want to admit that, but he was pinned.
Pinned when?
When Seth Rollins interfered.
He wasn't pinned. He had him in the STF or whatever that mess was. That man wasn't finna give up. Go on out of here with that.
He was anyway, he was going to lose, okay?
He wasn't going to lose. If he was going to lose, he would have lost. Let's not go there.
No, that's why they had the interference.
It ain't had nothing to do with it. Either way you slice, even if he would have lost,
right?
His loss still ain't worse than nobody else lost in that company in the last 12 months. So, to keep the character strong, you let one of them two get beat each other. You don't let him get beat.
If he's leaving, if he's strong,
he come back. Because when he come back, everybody will be like, "Okay, we remember him as a badass, not getting beat by a punch or a spear or a bullshit knee to the face. Come on now. This man that took 3 attitude adjustments, curb stomp on a briefcase. You gonna go down to, come on, man.
Swatch, why you keep putting pictures of Gail Kim in the chat, man?
She's
still alive?
Definitely do, he's a sicko.
She's worse. I went on this website.
He's a pervert.
No, I went on this website to see how much everybody's net worth is. Mm-hmm. And for anybody that's not in the chat room, yeah, Gail Kim is only worth $400,000. $400,000.
Damn.
No wonder she's pathetic, and no wonder she married a rich celebrity chef that's worth $15 million.
What's your gripe with Gail Kim? What's she do to you?
She left the E. She left. That's when it all started. When she left the E. Well, and he was still on the.
When she threw her career down the toilet.
He was.
Mickie James left WWE. I don't hear you giving her no flat.
He ignores her.
And she's a whore. Man, is Gail Kim a whore? Do we have any backstage stories about her?
I don't have any confirmation.
So why he don't give her a flag?
I don't know.
Why you give Mickie James a pass, Wack?
Because she's the greatest of all time.
Greatest what?
the greatest ass giver? What?
That greatest jazz giver all the time.
So she was Swag. Let me ask you, Swag. So in your opinion, she's the greatest female wrestler of all time. Is that your opinion?
Probably Zach. Probably a good lady.
Mickie'd be in the top ten just by her accomplishments, but I can't agree with that. I can't agree with
her. The greatest of all time,
most decorated, and the most successful female wrestler alive.
Medusa Michelli.
Probably got a lot of notches in her head, boy.
I don't know about that, Swax. There's some other women you could put in there.
She should be up there with the Ric Flairs and the Hulk Hogans.
No. Oh, hell no.
No, sir.
Cool.
Yep.
No, sir.
Wait. No, wait, sir. Stop. Hold up. Time out.
Just because you have a baby by Cena don't make you all the time.
You deserve all the accolades.
Swat, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and I'm trying to be respectful. You really think that Mickie James is better than somebody, let's say, like Lita?
She's better than Lita.
How? The era that Lita was in was a whole lot better than Mickie James' era.
All your women wrestlers that you throw at me, mm-hmm. She beat them all.
Did Mickie James almost have sex on Raw? On live TV? Although she probably did have sex in the back, though.
I have to disagree with you right there because she didn't beat Jazz.
Nope, sure didn't.
She didn't beat Jazz. She didn't beat Molly Holly.
Nope.
She didn't beat Jacqueline.
Nope.
Oh hell no, she didn't beat Jackie.
And Jackie was your first black WWE Women's Champion.
She beat Belita. She beat Victoria.
Trish Stratus, Gail Kim, Angelina Love. Hold up, Swax.
Wait. Rewind. Back up.
Did you just say that she beat Trish Stratus?
Yep.
Trish Stratus. That was a match. Trish Stratus passed her the damn torch. That was the match. The hell? Hogan did it for Rock.
Yeah, he did.
Just like The Undertaker when he had his streak, he could have passed the torch to anybody he wanted to. But guess what? When you're that good, you don't pass the torch to nobody.
No, Brock took the damn torch. And burn his ass with it.
I don't know, Swaffy. She in the top 10, do not get me wrong. She in the top 10, but she ain't better than Trish. She ain't better than Lita.
So let me ask you this, Swax. I'm finna get you now. Okay, so if Mickie James don't want to, is the greatest of all time, and don't want to pass the torch, why you get mad at Cena for not wanting to pass the torch?
Because
you just said Mickie
James has greatness in her. John Cena, all he is cocky and egotistical.
Well, Cena has tasted that greatness in more ways than one. But at the same time,
we all know that
greatness. I mean, Swax, man,
that's disrespectful.
Swax, I'm not trying to get on you or anything like that. But
Mickie James got greatness.
If anybody should go into WWE, it should be Mickie James and not Rikishi.
You can't put Mickie James in a hall. She's still an active wrestler.
What the hell, he didn't just say that.
Oh, my God.
Mickie James has accomplished more in her career than half of the Hall of Famers that are in the WWE. And
she slept her way to the top, too.
Yep.
Well, can I get him?
Okay, nobody. If you can get him, I need you to do it like this, though, Big Tone. I need you to get him respectfully. If you can get him respectfully, go for it.
Okay, let's put it like this. You say that she's the best of all time. I can name three names right now that she has not beat, and there's no way in hell she would beat them. Jazz.
Nope.
Medusa Michelli.
Nope.
And Jacqueline. Enough said.
No.
No.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Now, if she would have beat those three, which there's no way in hell, then you could probably give her that a little nod.
And I'm trying to hold on.
She still couldn't beat Moolah in her old ass age.
Oh, damn. You talking about the Moolah that pretty much retired that championship?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's put it like this. That
she
girl
could do that. If she could do that straight up, then I would probably say that. But knowing, no, she could not do it. Mickie James would not even, Moolah would wipe the floor with her.
She could
and sit back and do her and prance around like she was Gorgeous George walking around the ring and tie her knot.
Go ahead, see what you're gonna say, Stevie Ray. Then I'll put my two cents.
I say she couldn't beat the '80s Wendy Richter.
Oh,
I forgot about her.
My thing is this: y'all forgetting about somebody and
Leilani Kai.
Well, her too. We could take it back to, like Cash Cow said.
Mickie James is like, going back to TNA.
Like Cash Cow,
she could beat the living shit out of Awesome Kong.
Like,
bullshit! Bullshit, son!
Like,
I'm going to let that one go because I'm going to get him a different way and I got to be respectful, so I'm not going
to. But here's the thing, like Cash Cow said, we can talk about Luna Vachon if you want to. She can't beat Luna. Here's my thing, though. Y'all forgetting about one person, and I know she ain't the most popular person representing the Divas. She couldn't beat Ivory.
Nope.
Oh, hell no.
Nope.
Again, I'm not trying to front on Mickie. Mickie's top 10. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. But when she beat Trish passed that torch to her in that match.
That's it.
She passed the torch to her in that match. Because she was if you go back and look at one of her last matches that would be, she botched that match with Gail Kim. She botched it completely.
On purpose.
Botched it on purpose. On purpose. So.
Answer this question real quick, Slacks. Now, everybody knows that Ivory used to wrestle in another promotion. Can you name it?
Whoa.
Now, if she can wrestle in GLOW and she got down there, what makes you think Mickie James could beat her?
Flow wasn't really.
Somebody got some feedback. Who's got the feed on?
I don't.
Okay. No, someone's got to feed him.
Somebody's got to feed him.
Coming from you, Will.
Hold on a second. Let me get out of here. Yeah. Is that better?
No, we still got the echo.
I'm hearing it from Tony.
No. Yeah, maybe.
Let me see something for a second. It's really bad now. Let's do this, because we're almost at 2 hours anyway. Tony C.
He must have walked away from his.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're cool. It was Tony C. He walked away from the phone, probably.
He wanted to hear what he was saying, so he disconnected.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. Like I said, Sweat. She's top 10. I don't think she's the best. She's top 10, though. Heartbeat, but there's just other ladies out there. That's better. You can Jazz, Jacqueline. You can make a case for Victoria. You can make a case.
Now Victoria is almost as good, well, just about as good as her.
What do you mean just about?
Yep.
How do you figure that?
Because she's right up in there. I respect Victoria, but with all her accomplishments. But there's only one above all, and that's Mickie James.
I respect the opinion because Mickie is good. I'm not going to say in line. Mickie's good. Top 10, but what Stevie Ray said, she never fought Molly Holly, and Molly was good.
Yeah, she never did.
Molly was good.
And your statement saying that she could beat Awesome Kong, no.
If she could beat Beth Phoenix, no. She could easily deal with Austin.
No, you didn't just say
she
Beth
can't
Phoenix.
If she can't beat Kong, she can't beat Jessica Havoc, she can't beat Athena, no, I don't see it.
And if you can't beat indie wrestlers, where does that put you?
Hey, she beat Angelina Love, and look how successful she is.
Who?
Angelina Love.
Why are you arguing with this guy?
I know. Let's just stop it. Because he's gonna believe it. And Swatch, don't get me wrong. You are entitled to your opinion. I will give you that all day long. I don't necessarily agree with this.
Mickie James, best woman of all time.
No.
Mikey in the sack.
I remember one time, it reminded me of a story one time. I got into it on Facebook. And the guy, I don't know if he was a troller. I don't know if it was real. I got into it with somebody by the name of Dolph Ziggler on Facebook. I don't know if the guy was real or whatnot, but our conversation took like a 30-minute conversation. And I was just telling him how you have some indie women better than Kelly Kelly. And we went round and round for about 30 minutes.
It was probably sweat.
I just shut the whole thing down. When I said, what about Kelly Kelly's backstage escapades? And he shut up at that point. So I don't know if that was real. That was real or not. Easy story. Very quickly, let's go ahead and get some final
thoughts. These women are sluts outside the ring. If you're a slut outside the ring, it's hard for you to be the best of all time. You screwing your way to the top. Just saying.
You got top 10 pussy.
There you go. Now, you won't talk about and that.
So if you're male wrestling, you're slaying everybody in the back, that's okay. But if you're a woman, then you're a hoe.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
So how could you be... That's some antiquated thinking. That it's okay for a man to sleep around, but a woman becomes a hoe.
Hey.
So who are these men supposed to sleep with then? Other men?
Sleep with the whole. They sleep with their wives. But if you ain't
now,
married,
we're talking about Darren Young now. Okay, Darren Young ain't got nothing to do with this.
But I'm
if you don't have women to sleep around with? Because they
not screwing and. But I'm saying, if you screwing and you ain't in a relationship with them, you're a hoe. So there it is.
So everybody you screwed that you wasn't in a relationship with was a hoe?
Pretty much. Yeah. I told them to their face. Shit.
I
have no problem admitting that.
I hope you tell them that before you screwed them.
Well,
next time you want to screw somebody and see how much pussy you get then.
We are wasting a lot of time talking about.
Don't tell them after you done fucked them. Tell them beforehand. Look, I think you're a hoe.
All right, guys. And
see how that works.
Well,
I'll tell them afterwards. Then I can go
on to the next one.
That ain't cowardly. That's smart.
Yes, it is cowardly.
That's smart.
If you take a woman's a hoe, you should be mad enough to tell them.
They knew. Some of them knew anyway. They ain't give a damn.
Don't say they knew. I mean, say it to their face and see.
Some of them can't help it because they don't know. Some of them hold, but they can't help it because they don't know.
Oh, Tony C. You sound like rage. You know? You sound ignorant.
They ain't ignorant. That's the truth.
It's very ignorant.
Well, that's your opinion.
Did you go to
the movies?
Did you go to the movies over the last couple of days?
Hell no. What the hell I look like? No. What I need to go to the movie for?
I
want to talk about that 50 Shades of Grey bullshit.
What did you tell us about 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh,
hell no.
No, he didn't go there.
Sir, I'm a grown man. I ain't going to watch another man get no ass.
Nobody says, is this someone playing Captain Save-A-Ho with Tony C?
Pretty much. You trying to save them. But they don't want to be saved. That's the thing. They don't want to be saved. If they want to be saved, they want to be whole. Everybody not a whole surfer.
Don't be disrespectful.
But the world, we need them in the world.
That ain't sound right, but okay.
We need them in the world, man.
That's for the bed. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, God.
You have a nice Valentine's.
That would be so funny. That would be so funny. You walk up to her young lady. What's your general definition role? Defined role in life to be a whore.
There you go. All right. At least she's being honest. No, she's gonna be a hoe. A whore gets paid. A hoe don't. Different. The whore gonna get her money. The hoe gonna get her money. The whore just screw you. Keep moving. Think about it. Look up the definition. Yes, I'm a hoe. She get paid.
Yes, I'm a hoe.
And back in the day, did WWE not portray this with the Godfather?
There you go. The whole thing.
Pimping
ain't easy.
Somebody got to do it.
It's necessary.
Yep. All
right. Listen.
You know who used to use for the whole train, right?
Victoria.
Victoria was one.
Yep.
No, I mean, he got women from his strip club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, sir, the world needs ladies of the night, dancers, things of that nature. Hey, man, may the world go round.
Iron says the only way to be Captain Save-A-Ho is to save them all, one net at a time.
There you go. Now, if you want to be a Captain Kirk, that's up to you. That's not me. You want to come to a ghetto near you, bail them out, and that ain't me.
Oh, man. All right, so let me go ahead and do this real quick. It is 12:45 in the a.m. Got 17 people, 16 people listening.
14 people online. Thank you guys for being here. I do appreciate that. Catch the rant live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Tony C, AA. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. My man, Phil Rea. Dave Mega Powers. Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday night with myself and my co-host, Stevie Ray. What Are You Reading? Comic Book Show live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Surfer, what you got planned? Just give me a brief little preview.
You're talking comic books.
You ain't gonna talk about holes on them. Hey, you're ready to go through the roof.
Call it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk about holes, the whole comic book.
Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m., Mr. Rex Bless. Rex Bless.
Mr. Surfer.
Live every Wednesday at 9 p.m., it's Rant and Wrestling. And I'm sorry, my bad. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Rex Blitz. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Random Wrestling. Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. New episode every week. New show starting the 23rd. Freaks and Geeks with Rage and Lee. So definitely check out the network. Thank you for your support on that. All right. Final thoughts and opinions. Surfer, I'm going to start with you.
Don't have it.
Damn. Damn.
Take it all out of
Swag, final thoughts and opinion, my friend.
Final thoughts is the NXT Divas rock my world.
I can say a lot, though. I can say a lot. I like Sasha Banks. I do. I ain't gonna say a lot. I like Sasha Banks. I don't know how good she's gonna end up being. She may end up being very good at the end, but I do like Sasha. See, we're gonna go to next. Tony C, final thoughts, man.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Will, Stevie, Big Tone, Surfer. You guys, Swacks, you a laugh, riot. And all I gotta say is AA. I think you should do a show called Like Father, Like Son. And no way I'm going with this. And Surfer, love you, man. It's all good. Can't save them all, man. Can't save them all. We need some in the world.
I still think that would be the funniest thing in the world. You got AA with sheet in hand, results ready to go. You are the father.
When it comes to oh man, radio gold.
That'd be radio gold. That would be hilarious.
And wanna say one more thing. I heard last week Randy bought his sister on, and
he did.
Now he's MIA. So
yeah.
Stevie.
What did I do?
What do you do? And bought his sister on, and now both of them gone.
She brought a good point toward the end of the show, though. She said the biggest difference in WWE ever was CM Punk. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, she did say that, and that was hysterical. No, Randy said that.
Yeah,
that
was hysterical. Okay.
He ain't lying about that. He was not lying. Punk is a diva.
Yep.
And don't forget about the Black Achiever Awards this Thursday. William left that out of his promo, but it's all good.
I did.
Sponsored by the NAACP Awards, the Image Awards, Jet Magazine, Essence, Black Enterprise, and any other black magazine you can find out there.
I heard PM News is going to be on parking lot duties, what I heard. So if you want to go meet PM News, you can just come to the parking lot. He'll be right there, park your car, ready to go.
Exactly.
You just named a bunch of magazines don't exist anymore.
That's why they sponsor.
Jet don't print anymore?
Nope.
I need a Jet Beauty.
Yeah, that's why I missed Jet, man. They have some pretty women, man.
We're going to have an award for former Jet Beauty of the Week. Thank you. Former Jet Beauties of the Week. And we're going to have the Newport 100s cigarette cardinal ward.
Damn.
To the wrestler that smoked the most cigarette.
Damn.
You determined to set us back 50 years, aren't you?
No, I'm trying to do it. Set us back 100 years, but you won't damn it let me.
Damn.
I don't need to be set back anymore.
Well,
we got all the people lined at the protest.
Are we going to have the Colt 45 award? That's what I want to know.
The wrestler that dropped the most beer?
Reverend Allison Q. He's going to help set up the protest.
We got the Ike Turner / Tony Montana award. The wrestler that snorted the most coke of his career.
How you gonna do that though when it was a white man?
Hey, I said the black wrestler that snorted the most coke.
Oh, okay.
Get it right.
Okay.
We got a couple in the running for that, man. But we're gonna have a ball, man. I don't mean to take up all the time, but Big Tone. I think you had asked about somebody. You asked if somebody was gonna be
Shelton Benjamin.
Who Shelton Benjamin? Yeah, if he can't find that gold spray in the house coat for his mama. You know she going to show up with a house coat.
Yeah.
And then we got the Florida Evans Lookalike Award going out, too.
Damn.
Got a couple people in the running for that one.
Damn.
So it's going to be broadcasted live.
Damn.
On BET. TV1.
Simulcast on Centric.
Oh, damn.
Simulcast on Centric, yeah. Yo, MTV.
And the replay is going to be on Bounce.
Going to be on Bounce. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm in last minute negotiations with MC Hammer to perform Too Legit to Quit. And if I can get $100 more, Bobby will perform Every Little Step I Take. So. Trying to get him in there, man.
Bobby a little busy right now.
Why you trying to hire Bobby Brown? He got other problems to deal with.
Hey, man, Bobby trying to get a check. So if we come get his money, he gonna come get
his So he's going to leave his dying daughter for your measly $100.
It's more than $100. I say we need $100 more. Get it right. We're going to give him one of them big checks, like on Semi-Pro.
There you go.
Tell him he got to go to the big check bank and cash it. He'll fall for it.
There you go.
But anyway, if we can't get Bobby, we're going to try to get Ralph Tresvant.
That should be easier.
It should be easier. You ain't heard enough of him.
I don't know. Him and Bobby, you know, Bobby want that check, so.
What's up with that dude? How come we can't get that dude from Coming to America, the dude that messed up the Whitney Houston song?
Randy Watson?
Yeah.
He doing the opening song.
Okay.
Him and Miss Destiny doing the duet. They're going to open the show with...
Yeah, Miss Destiny and Beats have like a... Like a touching duet.
Oh, yeah.
No, Ray's face is on the Keep Out poster. He ain't allowed on the premises. Him and Curtis Hughes up for the Uncle Tom Award. So, if he win, we gonna mail him his award. He ain't allowed to be on the premise. But other than that, appreciate you having me on, Will. You know, I felt right
anytime,
at home.
Anytime, man.
And Randy, next time you call out Hollywood Hogan, I won't be so nice, my friend.
Oh.
Won't be so nice.
Drop fire.
All right. And I'm out. See all everybody man. At Black Achievement Awards.
All right, man.
Take a look, Big Tone.
Appreciate you calling in, all right, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Big Tone, go ahead. Hit us what you got.
I got to give a shout out to the Bullet Club. They're running the show.
Come get on, bro.
Okay. There we go. I'm sorry about that. Just getting the final... The final thing, Q. Go ahead.
I got to give a shout out to the Bullet Club for running the show.
There you go.
AJ got that belt back. Fuck Goldberg.
Nerd call him a legend.
That's why I said fuck Goldberg.
There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys who get that moniker that I question. And I know. And I know what you were saying, Big Tone, about X-Pac. I still question that.
Somebody who really somebody called X-Pac a legend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I question that. Slapped him for that.
Mickey James is more of a legend than X-Pac.
Oh, man. She a legend in the sack. She a legend behind the curtain. Now, they talk about her behind the curtain like she a legend. Man, you heard about Mickey James. Oh, my God. She took a dick from the bang in there, man.
Swags is hypnotized by that roast beef she got.
Did she have surgery to fix that, though? I thought she had surgery to fix that. I could be wrong.
I think that baby probably fixed that. Yeah. On the way out.
you can fix that tread, but you still going to roll that hot dog down the hallway.
I think that... And Swags, just to let you know, Mickey James can never hold this moniker. When Trish, and one of the main, I can't remember exactly which main, I think it was the second time Trish and Lita fought, and it was like second match of the main event, they fought such a good match. The dudes were like looking around and said, we can't compete with that. So anytime when the fellas are saying they can't compete with a Divas match as good as Trish and Lita fought, Mickey James has never, ever been, that's never been said about Mickey James. Never.
Mickey James
beat them both. The boys in the back saying, who can hit that ass next?
Beat them both.
They don't say nothing after that.
So let's keep that in mind, man. Let's keep that in mind. So, you know, Stephen Ray, could you say Molly Holly was underrated?
Yes, very.
Yeah. She was very
compared to the woman she had to go against.
Mm-hmm.
She had Jacqueline, Lita,
mm-hmm.
Trish Stratus.
Mm-hmm.
She had all of them peoples. And Ivory.
Yep. So true.
She had a good team. They had a good team back then. And she was just underrated.
Yep. All right, very quickly before we get on out of here. Stevie Ray, what's your final thoughts and opinions for the show tonight before we roll out?
Oh, God. There are so many. We went off into space. We went so many different places. I honestly can't keep it together.
Before we get on out of here, I just want to say one thing that we'll bounce. The way this show is, I start at 11 o'clock at night. I try to keep the format loose as possible. I try not to keep things too tight. Just want people to have a good time enjoying themselves. Voice your whatever opinion is about wrestling. Voice your opinion about whatever. You're more than welcome to do that on this show. So keep that in mind. Have any issues, any questions, you know, hit me here. Call in. Any issues, any questions, anything like that, you can hit me here every Saturday night. I'm here. So keep that in mind. 706-993-4606 is the number. Any questions, any issues at all, please hit me up here on Saturday nights. Thank you to all the callers. Surfer already hung up, but thank you for calling, Surfer. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. I appreciate you guys being there. Someone requested me to go out on the Godfather theme, so I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. Be back next week, same time, same channel, 11 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, please take care. Happy Valentine's Day or belated Valentine's Day to all you ladies. Take care, everybody.
Pippin ain't easy. stupid AD.